Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. With more than a century and a half in print and a ubiquitous presence on stage and film, Les Misérables has captivated readers and theatergoers across three centuries. And as Robert Schwartz, professor of history at Mount Holyoke College, explains, Les Mis provides a window into one of the most turbulent periods in the history of Western democracy.
In Victor Hugo's great novel Les Misérables, the unifying story is the redemption of Jean Valjean, his transformation from a sullen convict to a good man. In Hugo's telling, there is much, much more. There is, for example, the martyr's tale of Enjolras and his comrades battling to their deaths at a barricade. This climactic episode is often mistaken as an event in the Great Revolution of 1789. In fact, the episode was part of a small uprising in June of 1832. Hugo himself had witnessed the uprising, and in the novel justified it as a moral act devoted to securing the rights of the people. 2 years before, in the Revolution of 1830, the bourgeoisie had secured their rights, but then excluded working people from political participation. In the revolutionary year of 1848, Hugo himself took up arms against rebellious Parisian workers in the bloody suppression of the so-called June Days insurrection. Looking back to 1848 from exile in 1860, a chastened Hugo sought his own redemption in writing the novel. Hence, the greater unity of the entire work lies in his political philosophy of democratic republicanism. Look, Hugo pleads, the people are basically good. They deserve equal rights. Open the doors of the republic. Let the people in. In sum, Hugo joins history and philosophy to teach and inspire readers. In our own age of growing inequality, this is a good moment to read and study the novel.
That was Robert Schwartz of Mount Holyoke College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Then join in the fight that will give you the right to be free.